Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here with Haley Strong. Very happy to be back. We're doing a two-on-one, two episodes on one podcast, episodes 7 and 8. Haley, I missed you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I miss you, too. You and Jordan were great, though. It was really fun. It was kind of like a weird experience to love that podcast, because I'm like normally involved
We missed
conversation.
You. Yeah.
And then, like, you're, like, referring so much, I was like, oh, like, what? No, like, I haven't been here. And then it's just, you know.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like,
now's the time to speak your opinions.
Yeah. Like, it also used some, like, Sarah Koenig. That's kind of enough, too.
Did it feel like I was Sarah Koenig interviewing Jordan or what?
I don't know, because like I think like, well, she sounds like you, really.
Yeah,
I think she sounds like me. I'm talking to you, but like you sounded even more like her when I'm
weird.
Like I don't often listen to podcasts over like my speakers, because like I'm not that much of a narcissist that I need to listen to myself speak for 2 hours a week. Like, that's absurd.
All right.
But it was just kind of like an odd experience. But you know, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm rested from this podcast break I had, because it was filled with other things, which is why we couldn't really make a date to have a podcast last week. But you know,
yeah, any exciting things to share from any exciting things from your time off?
A friend of mine from university, because I went to university in Nova Scotia. So one of my friends who from university in Nova Scotia, who lives in Calgary and Toronto this weekend, so I went to see her, and that was nice to see her after a couple of years.
Nice.
That was probably the highlight. And then my boyfriend and I went up the CN Tower, which I haven't done since I was pretty young. It was terrifying, because I'm not much of a heights gal, but it was fun.
Wow, that sounds like a bachelor date.
Oh my god, I kind of
weren't scaling the outside, but I suppose they'd be like climbing the outside, rappelling down.
They have an ed walk, so you'll have to Google it. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You're
outside of it?
Yeah, you're like tethered in and you kind of like lean over the edge.
Oh my god.
Like outside. Yeah. I always like, I heights are like, I get weak in the knees like looking over a railing, like that's 2 feet up.
The most I've done is like Chicago, the Willis Tower, where like they have that like clear space that you can like step. But
yeah, so the CN Tower has one of those too. I couldn't even like look at it. It bothered me. But Ethan, he was like, yeah, like I do the edge walk, like that'd be fun. And then he, after looking at the trying to stand on that glass floor, he was like, I know I'm safe, and like I need to do it. So like, there's no way I can do edge walk. I'm like, well, good, because I don't know who you're gonna go with, because it wasn't good.
Take that for the group date. I'm not going on that one-on-one.
The hardest pass possible. Like I would literally pass out and just like dangle.
I would too. Not a heights girl at all. But we haven't actually had any of those kind of dates with Ben. Do you think he's just not into that? We haven't had any daredevil dates now that we brought this up that I can think of, which is weird. So I wonder, since we haven't seen any of those kind of daredevil type dates, do you think Ben had that in his contract or something? Do you think he's just weak stomach or?
Yeah, I think he's a soft dude, and like, that's fine. I would, it would be my contract that I would not do any daredevil shit either.
Yeah.
But I like, we hate that, like, oh, I'm so scared, but like Ben was here, so it made it all better. Like, oh my god, like I know he's the one because we jumped off a cliff together.
Love,
like,
is about feeling fear together. All those
analogies. Like, no, hard pass. So the fact that we just like bypassed that whole thing, thumbs up from me.
Yeah, I'm lucky to be in the cast this season, not have to do any of those things. Scariest thing they have to do is work at McDonald's.
That
we'll get to that. But we're covering two hometown episodes. This is sort of unique. They went to Ben's hometown on episode 7. What did you think about just that general idea? Because we usually don't see that, from what I can recall.
I'm actually kind of into it. We started it last season with Chris because, you know, he thought that the girls really need to see his hometown to really be like, okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like it, actually.
It's more realistic I think it's great for life. Because
I think it's great for the women and or men to go to their hometown and kind of see what their day to day life is. If they have to see their high school, I guess that's fine. It's kind of bullshit, but whatever.
Take people back to the place of your first kiss. Apparently, this is a thing for Ben. It's very important to tell this story.
Yeah.
So this episode starts out with just him recapping things for his parents. And I think we got some questions. Just, is this normal?
I think I missed that.
Yeah, it's just him.
I think, like, I missed that part.
He's just sitting in a cafe.
Because the Grammys were on that same night.
Okay.
So I was switching back and forth. Yeah. And Taylor Swift opened the show. So I was like, sorry, Ben, you can ask my D. My girl Taylor's on the screen.
You took Taylor Swift over Ben sitting in a little diner telling his parents what we've covered on the show so far that you've watched every episode of.
I would take Taylor Swift over pretty well everything.
How did she do on the Grammys? Because I did not see it.
I'm such a Taylor Swift apologist that I thought she was great. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of, my brain is like Fry City today. It's like, you know, McDonald's French fry. Yeah. A lot of people were critical of it, which I understand. She's not everyone's cup of tea. I enjoyed it. I got my friend Lauren to like message me every time there was a performance on the Grammys. So I would kind of switch it over just to check out a little bit of it.
It's like she was an app. That sounds like a service that someone should have. Like, channel switch.
It is great. Nice. So there is a lot of really good performances, and there's some kind of like, ones. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, it was kind of a lot of filler. So you didn't miss much. He just kind of said, what did he say? This is what he said to his parents. I have from my notes that, like, Becca, like, she's a little bit standoffish on their last date, but they have a good connection. JoJo, she's so pretty. I feel the most myself around her. Emily, he was like, she's just a nice young lady. Lauren, something
you
about
know
her.
That was like her time to go there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, there was so many sound bites of what he's like. Yeah, there's a couple things I could see about Emily, maybe. And then Lauren, he goes back to saying, like, there's just something about Lauren that, like, I really connect with. Kayla, he says, beautiful. Amanda, shockingly beautiful. So, I don't know, interesting. But we didn't really need to see all that, but it kind of gave Ben's perspective. But the first date is with
Lauren.
Good
thing I didn't.
Yeah, you did not need it. But anyone else starting The Bachelor, you could just start with this episode and kind of gives you the update of where they're at. So they start with Lauren's date. And I don't know. I think she maybe got, I don't know, JoJo got the better date for sure. But this was a nice date in terms of shows that he has a connection with her. They went around to like little places that were really important to him, like his high school. So I kind of want to jump
to. And she got to meet it. She got it. What?
I kind of want to jump because I think someone was like, Ben definitely peaked in high school, didn't he? Or something. Like, we got a funny. Yeah, that's from Emily at _ Shem. Like, that's a question we got. So, yes. What do you think of him going back there?
Oh, my God. I have, like, the biggest anti-boner for going at your high school. Maybe it was because, like, I had, like bad ponytails in high school, and I refused to, like, wear a neckline that wasn't, like, crew neck. And I always had my detail. Like, I just, high school was just not my, I wasn't even mediocre in high school.
You weren't above average like Emily wants to be when she's a mom, or
no. Like, I was barely a B minus facial wise.
Spatial, you said?
I grew into my nose.
I thought you said spatial at first.
No, facial wise. I grew into my nose. I got blonde hair. Too.
Okay.
Things are a little bit better for me. Now I'm at about a B, so I'm passing.
You're at a 4-star iTunes review now, and we were at like 2-star in high school. Is that what you're saying? You're like,
4 is a little strong.
Oh,
maybe
no,
like 3.5.
No. I definitely, like, I was in the, like, so 90s, like, the really baggy clothes. I'd buy, like, men's, like, shirts and stuff. And, like, oh, my gosh, and, like, polo shirts and khakis and, like, terrible. So bad. And then
I wore a lot of, like, guy's clothing because it was like cheaper. I was like, yeah, I can rock this striped polo.
Yeah, baggy jeans are so flattering.
I cannot do that.
Yeah. Oh, so bad.
I managed to get like semi pretty, like somewhere around second year of university when I realized that like I can wear a tank top and like not feel bad about myself. So like that was a good turning point right. in my aesthetic life.
Okay. Yeah. I got into like kind of more like bohemian style senior year of high school. I feel like I did a little, like I at least had some sort of style going on. Instead of just like baggy clothes, trying to like hide my body or something. So that was okay. But
I often even now, Brad, my style is Connecticut male.
Oh, yeah. Dylan from Andy season, right?
Yeah, like that's how I dress.
I like it. Did you ever get your boyfriend to wear like pink chino pants or shorts?
You think I had a boyfriend in high school?
No, your current one, because I know you like Dylan's
style.
Oh
my god. I was like, girl, I couldn't even get boys to hold my hand in high school and then date me. I had to rope this one in pretty hard. Never letting him go because I know boys who want me are few and far in between, and that's fine. I have other qualities, says my mom. No, Ethan, I think, would rather end it all than wear a pink pair of pants.
Okay.
I think he would
deal breaker.
I'm super into guys who wear colored pants. Like, I love like a periwinkle pant, and like he just wouldn't do it. Like the most I can get with him is like khaki.
Okay, I'm really into maroon pants because
so into maroon pants.
Like you can wear it with gray, you can wear it with a navy, and all these dudes.
I'm just so into color.
Big Brother Australia wore them, and I was like, they're so ahead of the curve. Like they're so hot. Maybe it was their accent, but still,
probably a little bit of both. Yeah,
yeah. It just shows like something different because you just see the same pants everywhere, same colors everywhere. Like guys at work just wear like black pants, blue shirts, like general uniform stuff like that. Anyway, that's our fashion
literally
tip.
My brother wore that outfit today.
Yeah. And like looks good, but it's like then when you see like 10 guys doing it, you know. Yeah. Oh well. Anyway, speaking of brothers, well, we'll get to that when we cover the other hometowns. We didn't meet any. Does Ben have any siblings? Because we didn't meet any. We just met his parents. Is he the only golden child? Or
no. Let me do a quick Google search.
Okay.
Does Ben Higgins have siblings? I can never spell siblings.
He has a mom named Amy. I was kind of excited about that. And his dad's name is Dave. They looked really young. Although he's only 26.
Ben's mom is a bitch.
Is a what a bitch?
Yeah. A babe.
Oh, a babe?
She's a babe.
Yeah, she
She's
is.
She's a babe.
I was like, I just heard a buh, and then you cut out. So I'm like, what are you saying?
Sorry.
She was kind of bitchy to Emily.
I don't know if I cut out
though.
Or I was like biting my hand. All right. Five things you need to know. Okay.
Five things we need to know about Ben. Are they at all interesting?
No, they're not. No, you don't say anything about our siblings. So that's
okay. Interesting.
It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't see any pictures. So Lauren, they go to his school. And then they go to his elementary school, too. Like, would anyone at my elementary school know who I am? Like, my elementary school got torn down.
People talk about how unfortunate I was in high school. Like, let's not even get started in elementary school.
Exactly. That was, like, my worst time.
Oh, like man. My personality was even bad then.
Yeah, mine was too.
And my one saving grace in high school did not exist. I just cried all the time.
Oh really? I just ate Little Debbie's.
Oh, Jill. That was my
your what?
Elementary school experience. Oh. I wish that was my elementary school experience.
Ate Little Debbie's and wrote and read books in the library. Had no friends. Let's see. Well, Warsaw, here's another question. I'm just going to jump to some of our questions because they kind of cover what we're doing. How many times did the sign touting Warsaw in as the orthopedic capital of the world come on screen? So they're in Warsaw, Indiana. We see a screen.
Not
like
Polish. Don't get it mixed up.
Right. Exactly.
With an actual exciting Warsaw.
Right. It's like going to Paris, Texas. Warsaw, Indiana. Orthopedic capital of the world. So what would you expect from do people have foot fetishes? Like, why is this something to really hone in on? Is this like a source of pride Or would this be?
I mean, I guess you've got to like do what you can, grasp straws when you have them.
Mm-hmm. What is your town the capital of? Soon
it's gonna say, you've been here. You know, it's the capital of nothing.
The capital of like bad internet.
Yeah, really though.
Yeah.
Capital of farmland.
Yeah.
Americans who bought cottages here when the dollar was bad.
Oh, okay. And got a lot of border crossers.
We have a lake. Yeah, we got lake a lot of border crossers.
Yeah, the lake is pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know what we have here. Lakes, I guess. Yeah, that was funny. I don't know. It was just kind of showing that it was just this little dinky town. But yeah, they went to a youth center as well. And then did you recognize, can you speak to the sports guy that was there, Pacers?
I definitely know who Paul George is. I didn't know who the other guy is, and I can't remember what his name is. Ugh. Paul George is like a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's no way Laura knows who this guy is. Like, she just didn't sound like it.
Yeah.
But I was lurking her Twitter earlier tonight, and she seems like a big Trailblazers fan.
Hmm.
So I would assume she knows who these Pacer guys are because they would play the Trailblazers a lot. Okay. Paul George, if you guys don't know who he is, look up Paul George breaks his leg. Just Google or just YouTube that. It's a good time.
Is that one where people were like physically reacting to it or something? Or
I think that was a college guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like we're talking about.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal, but okay. This one is also like just horrendous.
Oh,
just
no.
Awful.
Oh no. I will not be Googling that. But okay, what were your overall impressions of this date? I thought just because of him picking Lauren for this is a good sign because he really wanted to show her. Obviously his school was really important to him. So I think it's a good sign if that's the date you get picked on rather than what Amanda gets later on.
Yeah, it was like when Nikki Farrell got to like go to Camila's dance recital.
That's true. I forgot.
You know
about
what I mean?
That.
Like if you get the slice of life date, like you're probably pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You're there for a
like
while.
I feel like Whitney got the slice of life date too.
Yes. Yep. For sure. Where they're walking around the town and stuff like that. And then I feel like the kids date is always a good sign because didn't Josh get that with Andy? Like they did something with like playing baseball with little kids or something. So this
day. I blacked out like once like a full cycle has gone by, like it's just completely gone from my brain.
I think so, though. And yeah, it wasn't that riveting to watch, but good for Lauren. You know, it was cute.
It was definitely cute. Like I enjoyed the cuteness. But after like 10 minutes, I was like, OK, I'm done here.
Right. JoJo.
Flip to like the weekend's performance.
Yes. JoJo, I thought, got the best date here.
You know how I feel about baseball dates on The Bachelor.
I know.
They fill me with the deepest jealousy possible.
They're the best. Like, I sometimes forget about them when I'm trying to think about dates because we don't get them every season, but.
No, but
so
we've
magical.
Got a lot. Like we got Marlins on Juan Pablo season. Mm-hmm. We got Dodger Stadium in Bachelor Pad 3,
mm-hmm.
and on Caitlin season we got Citi Field.
Yes.
And it's just like I would literally cry my eyes out if you told me like our date is going like it could be like the worst effing team possible. It could be like Haley, we're gonna go see the. Like stadium, I would like lose my ass, like yeah. Sobbing.
Yeah, I know it's like something about, and when they turn the lights on, and then in the middle of it.
Oh my god, it's just like the most magical.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And JoJo, you dumb hoe, said, "Oh, Ben Higgins is the cutest baseball player."
Mm.
You've clearly have never like turned on an episode of SportsCenter in the summer,
right?
Okay, JoJo, I don't actually think you're a hoe.
Yeah.
But anyway, two Cubs who are much cuter than Ben, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, right there on the Cubs.
Ready
much
for
cuter
it.
Than
yeah.
Ben.
Yeah.
I could have like a list of every team who has a, like cuter guys than Ben.
Oh, seriously. We could do like a whole podcast about, and I can even, that's like my favorite thing to look at is like, oh, the Twins stadium, like they, you know, I love seeing like how they change up when they put them on the big screen and the picture that they show. So like, I don't know if they still do it, but last season they would, one of them, like one inning, like they'd switch it up. Sometimes they're in their baseball uniform and then one, they were like in like dressed up like trouser, like dress clothes, and like, ooh, like you can see what they'd wear on like a bachelorette date, you know, like you can see who cleans up well. And so it's like always like, of course, Joe Mauer, and you know, there's a few other good ones, but yeah, that's how I, and then when I go to a visiting park, that's how I determine who my favorites are, is just like who's the cutest.
Who's the cutest? Yeah. The Rogers Center this year, because we have the dome. I mean, if you're a baseball fan, you know this. If you're not, well, I'm going to tell you, our roof is retractable because it's cold as S in like April and September. So we got to close it. So it's nice.
I don't know why we don't have that, but anyway.
Yeah, no, like for realsies, like it literally snows there.
Yeah.
Just like during the baseball season.
It does here too. They had the Metrodome and got rid of it. It was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they had this segment where they'd have like Josh Donaldson's like roof report, and it would just be like he'd point and be like, it's open, and like that was it. Like that was the entire segment. It was like funny. Wait, what just happened? Yeah. And then you realized like it was amazing.
Yeah. So. Actually, I have a quick baseball tangent. I just remembered how the state reminded me. Okay, I went on the state this one time with this guy, and he like didn't like baseball, so that's already a bad sign, right? But then he was talking about, oh, like when the Twins won the World Series, I actually was there. I was there for game 7, but you know, it was fun, I guess. And I was like, is this guy like, does he have not have a soul? I'm like, this guy, like, I was so upset. I was like, I remember this game 7 more, and I was like a little kid. Like it wasn't like he was like 2 years old or something. He was like old enough to appreciate it at the time. So I was like, this is the weirdest thing.
I would have gone
thing.
Up and left.
Yeah, I would just kept like, I'm just like how could you not? Like, yeah. I was like, you should have seen my jaw drop. I was like, what? And like kept like asking like, but didn't like, you never want to watch baseball again after that? Like, don't like, not even
after
like
that
World
awe-inspiring
Series.
Moment?
Yeah, like all you were there, like, and it was at the home, you know, home field. And oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm glad I heard this story so I know that you're not a real human and you don't have a soul. So
that's a deal breaker.
Totally.
As much as we love the baseball field date, do you think they could have utilized Chicago more? Like, Wrigleyville is just such a cool area. There's so many awesome bars and restaurants.
That's true. We almost forgot that we were in Chicago besides the field. They should have done more like seeing Chicago. I agree.
I think, you know, the day at Wrigley Fields and then like night at a bar, like at the top of the one of the tall buildings they have there, or like go to the aquarium. Like there's just so like, oh my god, can you okay, like the Met date that Jared and Caitlin went on last year, imagine that but in the aquarium.
Oh my gosh, aquariums like after night, they're so nice. I went to a work event one at the Atlanta one, and they where they just had a room and rented, and you could see like beluga whales going by while you're eating dinner. It was the best. It was romantic, and I was with like people I didn't want to talk to. So
yeah, like
that's a good one. They need to hire us.
Chicago's such like a great city. Just to like limit it to like just a single iota of it is just kind of absurd to me.
Right.
Especially if you came from 2 hours away.
Yeah. Oh, and I also wanted to recommend, although this is only a YouTube video I'd recommend for people that want a good cry. You know those YouTube videos where you're like, okay, I know this is kind of like a sad thing, but like you just want to let it out. But there was this kid from Minneapolis that was a songwriter, but he got diagnosed with cancer. And so, like, terminal cancer. But he has this, like, music video out, and there's a YouTube video. His song's called Clouds. And then there's a video on YouTube called My Last Days. And his name is Zach Sobiec. But he had a date with his girlfriend at the Twin Stadium, and it was like the sweetest thing ever, but also really sad. But it's like
I can't deal with that.
I know, but it's like if you want to cry,
you know how you're never watching the Paul George video.
Yes, yeah,
I'm never watching this one.
Yes, you know, it's just sad enough to hear about it, but it's a really pretty song. And then all these celebrities, like people from The Office, like singers, what's the guy from Breaking Bad, and why am I not forgetting his name, like they like did a lip dub to his song. And so there's like tons of stuff on there. And it's like, yeah, that was whenever it came out, I think, in 2013, like I was just like crying that whole month. But I don't think it made it like further beyond, as far beyond this area. So if anyone's interested and want to cry and see like a really cute date, but sad, that's what I would go do that. But otherwise, let's talk about happy stuff. But just like, okay. I don't know, something about like baseball field dates, like it seems like the most romantic. But what about like proposals on the big screen at baseball? What's your stance on those?
Ooh, okay. I feel like I should hate it, but I love it.
You do? Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I love it. As long as like the girl seems into it, like if it's like you could tell she like just wants to say no, like Aki Milwaukee, but
okay, that's good.
I'm into it. I'm fine with it. I don't hate love, obviously. I watch this bullshit show.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a little. It could be awkward if it doesn't go well. But
it could be soups awk.
Yeah.
Also, bitch shit that said Mrs. Higgins, right? Like, since she's not winning the show, like, that's a garbage jersey.
Yeah, that's weird. Because what did, when Josh and Andy, like, he had a baseball card where he, like, put her, his
last name. I literally don't remember.
Yeah. You love Josh. And you love the baseball card that he made, but he put his last name. Oh my god,
I love the baseball card.
Andy.
Yeah, I guess. I think I hated it then, too.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, like, let me have this keepsake since I know we're breaking up. Right.
Yeah, that sucks because she'll have that keepsake and it'll say Mrs. Higgins and I'll be like, no. Oh, that's true. And what if she wants to keep her last name? Come on. She's not Olivia who's always like,
JoJo
Higgins.
Seems like the type of lady to like be like, no, I'm JoJo Fletcher, like wheel and deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. And then what I thought was weird is just that she was talking about how afraid she was and it just didn't seem like the most healthy, like, I don't know. He said something like, it's so endearing that she doesn't know how much I like her, even though I keep telling her. I'm like, well, that's actually insecurity or I don't know. I mean, they are competing, so she shouldn't be that secure, but it just seemed like stalling. It didn't seem like their relationship was progressing in the same way. What did you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that JoJo is definitely in like the top echelon of remaining contestants here, but I just... Like it just doesn't click as much as I think Lauren does. Right. I don't think anyone does.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we get the group date, and so we get the reaction of Emily being super excited because it's, you know, down to, you know, Becca is hoping she gets it. But so it was, let's see. So on the group date was Becca, Kayla, and Amanda. It was a really awkward boating
thing.
This
was the worst. This was like the worst thing to ever watch ever.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us why.
Okay. So when we get to this point, group dates are such BS anyway. None of the girls want to be there. Ben doesn't want to be there. So, and this is the week where only the person who gets the group date rose, like that's the only person who's safe going into the next week.
Mm-hmm.
So they all really want that rose.
Really high stakes. They all really like Ben.
Yeah. There's so few people left. There's nowhere to hide. We're like, you know, you just see Ben and whoever he's talking to just like there. And you're like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was so awkward. They were just boating around, like kayaking. And then they went to sit in Crystal's barn that he proposed to Whitney in.
Yeah. Oh, so many Chris Soules callbacks on me. Yeah.
Like, it was just... And then, so he gave Amanda the rose, and that's fine. I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beck and Kayla were like, this was kind of a waste of a day.
Right. Yeah, it was just awkward to have one person in one boat with Ben, and then the other two just sort of like, hey, we're over here. Oh, man. Yeah, so then Amanda, her getting pulled away, they... head to McDonald's. Now, have you seen the McDonald's commercial with The Bachelor?
I haven't. We don't get it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Maybe. I feel like George may have sent it to me.
Yeah.
I think I don't know.
I'm trying to remember who was in it. I think Catherine and Sean were in it. It's Ben ordering.
Yeah, I don't remember that then.
Yeah. I don't remember it too well. But there was a tie-in, obviously. They're not just... He didn't really just want to go to McDonald's for their date. But what did you think about... How would you react to a McDonald's date?
Okay, IRL? Okay, yeah. Like, set me up. Is this the first date?
No, because it wasn't Amanda's first date.
Okay, then I'm kind of okay with it. Okay. I'll make no secret that I love fast food.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer he takes me to Wendy's.
Okay.
McDonald's is fine as long as he's okay with doling out a little extra cash for a Big Mac combo.
Okay.
I often have a coupon in my wallet for those, though. Brings it down from like $8.80 to like $5.95 or something like that.
Holla at that deal. Canada.
Oh, yeah, right. Like a Big Mac combo is like on your dollar value menu. I forget.
I don't know. I go there a lot more now that they have breakfast. I'm like so excited. I'm always getting the hash brown pancakes. So good. Oh, man.
Here's where our whole audience is going to turn against me.
Okay.
I couldn't care less about McDonald's breakfast.
Oh, no. Really?
Wow. I like the hash browns.
Yeah.
I like the pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm not waking up early enough to go get that.
What about,
and we don't get all day breakfast.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not getting that.
No, I'm excited about the all day. It's and took
like,
way too long.
Like, if I'm going to... When I go to McDonald's, I wait until 10:58, get in that drive-thru, get my fresh-ass Big Mac. Because that's what I want to go to McDonald's for.
Right.
I don't love going out for breakfast anyway.
Okay.
I have a thing about going out for food that I can make myself.
Mm, that's true.
Like, I don't love going out for Italian unless it's like homemade fresh pasta with like goat cheese and like prosciutto. Like if I'm going out and all you have is like...
Spaghetti
and like meatballs, like nah, I'm out.
Okay,
so like I'm not totally in on going out for breakfast.
Okay,
so that makes me not totally in on McDonald's breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I support it being an all day thing, but I'm never going to utilize that. Like, if they told me on this date that I had to get an egg McMuffin, I'd look at them and be like, bitch, please, Big Mac combo.
Yeah, they both got
no pickles.
Egg McMuffin. That was weird.
I'm just so out on that kind of egg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, what kind of egg do you like?
Okay, I'm weird about eggs because I hate egg whites.
Okay.
But I like the yolk. Okay.
Actually, so, yolks, like, they got a bad rap, but they're okay now. And actually...
Yeah.
Egg whites, you shouldn't just do all egg whites because there's something about choline. I learned it from a medical director at a job I worked at. So anyway, like eat the whole egg if you're going to eat an egg. Don't eat the egg whites.
Just have and eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like my eggs fried. I can do a poached egg. I'm fine with that. As long as like I can get me some like good yolk. Like as long as I can use the yolk to cover up the taste of the egg white.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. So I'm really out on scrambled eggs.
Mm.
I'm really out on like egg patties.
Yeah. You know what has where they have good ones, although you don't have it? White Castle. I survived my trip to White Castle.
And they have breakfast?
They have all day breakfast. I got Belgian waffle with strawberries and whipped cream. I got my veggie sliders. They were so good. I got and some kind of egg sandwich with like a waffle on the outside. But the egg is like a real egg. Like it's white and it's like not a perfect circle. It's like you could tell it was real. It was really good too.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. And it had like a maple-y flavor to the patty. And
oh, you could get, my God. I'm in on that.
You could get meat on it, but I didn't. But yeah. So.
Yeah. See, like that kind of stuff, like I'm into.
Okay.
I like a good breakfast sandwich that's. Just like toast or yes. biscuit and then like a fried egg and then like bacon and cheese. Like I'm in on that.
Mm-hmm.
But like don't be trying to like make me pay $10 for that. Like I'm paying $4.95 max.
Right. Yeah. Egg McMuffins I'm not a fan of. They're just so bland. And yeah. I'm with you on that. So then
anyway, I'm like
okay,
this was like the most blatant product placement possible. But like it's The Bachelor. Like what do we want? Like what are we expecting?
And it was pretty clear, though, like if I was Amanda, well, first she's already on the group date, but then it's like, OK, Lauren gets to see all his hometown, you know, glory of his high school and all that. JoJo gets the best date ever on Bachelor, the best type of date, the baseball date. And then it's like, hey, we're going to McDonald's and we're going to work the drive through and just sit here and eat. Like she did not seem excited, but it's pretty
clear.
Yeah,
I didn't want to do that when I was like 16.
Yeah, exactly. I hope they got like a paycheck out of it. But
yeah, all $4.75.
Yeah. But then they had a little fair that they went to after. That was kind of cool. That street.
Okay,
thing.
I'm not eating McDonald's and going on like terrifying rides.
Think about that.
There's rides nothing that less down. Cute than puking on someone.
Yeah, that's true. I was just glad she had something else to do. But, yeah. man.
What could make the date worse? Like, what's the third activity that would just be like, I'm sorry for this dumpster fire, Amanda.
They'd have to like talk to an old couple. That.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, let's move on.
All right. So the next date, the last one-on-one, is Emily. And she was really excited because it was really special that he saved this date for her, which was the date to meet his parents at his house. So this is the one-on-one mm-hmm. she's been waiting for.
Oh my God, poor Emily has just gotten like the worst luck with dates. Like, obviously it's because Ben doesn't want to bone her as much as he wants to bone everyone else.
Yeah.
But like, she had like a 2-on-1 with her sister, mm-hmm. a 2-on-1 with Olivia, and now she has to like go meet his parents, which she was like super into. But if those are my murderer's row of dates, I'd be like, Ben, like, I know you're not gonna pick me, and I know, like,
can't we go somewhere fun?
I don't want to have to spend another night in this effing rando town in Indiana. So I'm just gonna head out now. I'm gonna go back to Vegas, where there's like more than just McDonald's.
She totally got the worst. That's true. Well, for the people that haven't seen it, Haley, do you want to do a reenactment with me where I'm her mom, his mom, Amy, okay. and you be Emily? Okay. Just so people can get an idea of some of the things they talked about. Okay. So I'm the mom, Amy. So, Emily, what do you see in my son?
He's just like so cute. I love movies. Like, if I could just sit around all day and watch movies, like, that would be great. I think I'm a kind of like average human being in intelligence and look wise, like above average.
Well, you have very beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
Do you want to be a mom? Are you ready for a future? Oh my God,
I think I would. I'm like so ready right now at 22 years old to be a wife and a mother parent. And I know I would be an above average wife and mother parent.
Oh, wow. You're such a bubbly, fun girl. I'm really glad you're here. And then I proceed to cry to my son.
Like, no.
No. She pretty much broke down.
Oh, my God.
Down.
Poor Emily.
Yeah. Didn't know what she was doing. I think she thought maybe Ben's mom was a producer. And she was just saying, my journey, like, I've learned a lot about myself. Was not saying anything that the mom wanted to hear.
There was so many things I'm growing on that I didn't need. I didn't think I need to grow on. Like, girl, you're 22. Like, there's lots of shit you need to grow on. Like, learning how to do your taxes. Yeah. Paying off student loan. Like, learning how to poach an egg.
Yeah.
Tying in our earlier conversation.
Apparently, like, people wanting to be a mom young is like a big thing, I guess. Is that like I always wanted to be a young mom and I'm just so ready right now. I'm 22, 23. But I mean, Ben's only 26, but it just comes off like mom and dad were not having this.
They were out on her.
But it was pretty clear Ben wasn't either. But I think he couldn't really act like it. But this is when he was saying things like, oh, there's a few things about Emily that might make a good wife for someone. He was just really like not selling it at all. So it was.
Yeah. Needless to say, he brought her. Okay. This was kind of a weird move. Brought her back to like the house and broke up with her, like in front of like the picture window that the house that the girls were staying.
Nice. That was weird.
What I really loved was the moment where Emily walked back into the house and all the girls just like hugged her because they knew what happened and they just all really care for her.
Yeah.
And it seemed like this season more than on any other, like the girls really seemed to come together with like some exceptions, Olivia.
Because they were so excited that she got her one-on-one. Even if they were sad that they didn't get one, they were just like, Emily finally got the one-on-one, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was just, there was a real camaraderie this season that was just kind of really, just really nice to see. Anyway, Emily's gone. Bye. And we get to the rose ceremony.
Oh, another thing I was going to mention, speaking of that camaraderie, this episode, besides the filler that they had at the beginning, they had a couple of those like forced conversations where they like put the girls together and say like, so Emily or whoever, so Amanda, how was your date? You know, it's Lauren talking to Amanda on a dock about the date she already had, or it's Becca asking Lauren if she's worried about JoJo and stuff. So those are totally we've learned.
Yeah, they just scheduled. They just felt even more forced than usual.
Yeah, they're like, can we film you guys talking about it? Because there's just nothing going on. There's no drama between these girls, so they just have to sort of recap. And they're in Indiana waiting, and yeah. So that was kind of boring. But rose ceremony, we're down to so few. What did you think going into the rose ceremony? Was it, you could tell?
It was so clear to me that it was Becca. Mm-hmm. Just like nothing else made sense. And you, just from this episode, you could tell that Becca, she was losing the luster in her eyes for this whole situation. So, and Ben was just kind of like, all right, this just isn't moving along as much as I would like.
She did not take it well, though. She didn't seem like she thought it was coming.
No, because she asked Ben, like, hey, if you know this is happening, don't blindside me. And then he kind of blindsides her.
Yeah, but, I mean, what do you think about that? Because they can't really tell them, right? Because that would be a bad show.
I know. It sucks.
And then he said, I didn't know a second ago.
This is like the personality, like, we wanted to see from her.
Right, right.
Like, when Chris broke up with her, she cried, but it didn't really seem like care that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it must be hard to come back for the second time and think, okay, this is, I'm coming back for this guy. But it just never, they didn't ever really sparkle like he does with Lauren or JoJo or Kayla, I don't think. Or Amanda, even. So.
So, yeah. Goodbye to Becca. What's next? We probably won't see her on VIP.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's next for Becca? Is she just going to find somebody from the Bachelor alum? Or via Snapchat or her awesome Twitter.
No, she's too good for that.
She'll be fine.
But I think her and JoJo should be together.
They're so cute. I agree.
I just feel so strongly about her.
Nice. All right. So that's a wrap for that episode. Now, the hometowns of the four women that remain.
Oh my God. I just find the hometown episode just so painful every season.
Okay. I used to really like it. There used to be more crazy families, but that might have been on those seasons where there was not a lot of other drama going on. So I'm like, oh, finally, we get to see some other people or, you know, but yeah, this one was pretty slow for different reasons. But we start out with Amanda from Orange County. So what's exciting about this one is that we get to meet, Ben gets to meet her two little girls. Do you agree that?
Charlie and Charlie too.
Yes, exactly. Was it Kinsley or something?
Arlene Kinsley.
Yeah. Do you think this was too early or did you like that he met the, like he needs to, if that's who he's going to, you know, end up with, but it's always
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, no, it's just so one little of those things. It's so awkward for parents because it's kind of like, well, this is kind of what you want me to do. And like, I don't feel super great about it, but like, Amanda just is so mature beyond her years, and a huge part of that is having kids young and having a husband who's just like a pile of garbage. Uh-huh. But she's just like, oh my God, just the whole episode I was falling in love with her. I was like, oh my God, like I wouldn't take care of kids, like I'm just not at that point in my life yet, even though she's a year older than me.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, she does. She's so mature. It comes off that way. And we got to see a lot more of her this way. And the girls were adorable. And they played on the beach. They looked like a picture-perfect family. And Ben seemed into it. But then we saw the car ride. Then they start showing the crying and just like her parents saying, I don't know if he's ready to be an instant dad. He might want to be a dad someday. So I think it was maybe a lot to take in. But
it was probably a shock for him. What was a shock to me was how Amanda's top stayed up running on the beach. She must have some good tape, and I want to know what it is so I can use it to make my boobs higher.
Yeah. Yeah. How would you describe that top? Just the off the shoulder?
It was a really kind of like hippy dippy top. It was straight across, like, was it like a half sleeve almost? Like, it's no shoulder.
Right. Yeah.
Drying along on me as if you could see me.
Yeah. It's kind of like those, when I was graduating from high school, and even like my parents, I think the style, like they did a senior picture where you're like, actually don't have anything like a shirt on. They put like this black drape thing over you.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. They like take a picture of your face, but like with a black drape, so it looks like, I don't know, it's really weird. Like, like, yeah, like I like had like no top on, but I like had this thing over me, and then but the picture, you just look like you have a black V-neck on, but it's like some weird like fabric. And I swear,
that is horrifying.
But it's like really flattering looking afterwards.
I know, but like I'm.
Yeah,
I told you early in this podcast, I refused to wear anything but a crew neck in high school. If someone was like, you should probably take your top off in order to drape this thing around your body, I would have I would have had a panic attack right then and there.
Yeah, I always thought like
I would have probably just like quit high school.
Right. Yeah, I remember like my mom telling me about it. I was like, because I thought everyone just had some fancy black like wrap dress or something. She's like, no, they just wrap that on. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
Maybe, yeah.
Hard pass. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Also, just this creepy photographer in my town, but I think it was a thing everywhere. Right.
That's very possible. I think we've cracked the case.
Oh, man. Yeah. So she looked beautiful. What'd you think of her family?
They were cool.
Yeah. They had like legitimate concerns. Just that. You know,
yeah.
He's a young guy and might not be ready for this, which might have turned out to be true at the end. Next was Lauren from Portland. I guess I didn't really put together that she was from Portland. She didn't really, she doesn't strike me as like a Portlandia type. So
when they went to Portland, it was like, oh, okay.
Right. It makes sense for Mackenzie.
State of the season though.
Oh, so good. Food trucks, whiskey, live. Okay. If someone listens to this or watches it again, I swear she said whiskey library. When I heard it back,
you know, we are talking about the Bachelor, so it's possible.
It's possible. But they were just so excited to see each other. You can just see the chemistry. They just seem like a regular couple. But yeah, this is a great date to take. Like, I feel like Ben was really impressed. Like, he could see that she put effort into what he would like. I mean, that whiskey library thing plus the food trucks before.
Yeah,
that.
I think Allie brought it up. Like, all right, like, this was just, like, the whiskey part was just to, like, impress him. And, like, mm-hmm. I completely agree. But it's, like, still, like, a cool idea. It's kind of like when Nick brought Andy to, like, the brewery.
Yeah, I think like, that's so cool. The move. Like, they need to show, they need to bring something to the table. I mean, they're all trying to, like, impress her all along. But just something that shows, like, hey, this is something where you can really fit into my hometown. This shows who I am and stuff like that. It's a nice touch rather than just, we're walking around a park or sitting on a bench and here's my parents. You know, it was like she was impressing.
Let's have a fake wedding here in a park.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So then meeting her family, it was like she had an older sister and then two pretty younger brothers, it seemed like. But
yeah, I think her sister was younger than her.
Oh, was she? Okay.
She
looked
so.
Really grown up, but I mean.
Big fan of Molly.
Yeah.
Big fan.
So she pulled Ben aside and had some concerns, but then Ben got teary when he was talking
Ben
about
cried.
Yeah.
Ben cried. Ben cried.
Yeah.
So because he wants to bone Lauren so much, he cried. He cried to his sister.
Well, is that touching? Or was it just he wanted to say, like she was saying,
it would be off-putting to me. Like, I know you and Jordan talked about this in your last podcast. Like, guys are allowed to cry.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be an awkward turtle if my sister's boyfriend started crying in front of me.
He was crying because she said, like, how do I know that you're not like liking these other girls? And that my sister, you know, I thought was funny. It seemed like her sister was arguing, hey, I want Lauren to be the bachelorette because she's like, she's in demand. Any guy would fall in love with her. You know, why do I know it's you? Like, it's almost like she was like, she wanted the bachelorette experience for her sister. So she was arguing for that. Like, she's like, her sister's gorgeous too. Maybe she could be on they could be in VIP together, but obviously probably not. But yeah, I thought it was sweet because it seemed like he's in love with her and can't say it, but he just was like, there's, you know,
that's a good point.
And he was saying, I feel really lucky. Like, that's what he said. That was sweet. So she's like, well, you answered my question, like gave the reassurance, but
yeah,
but then, okay. So we're both like saying, okay, Lauren, it's gotta be Lauren because of this. And is it just sort of like one of those where there's just this front runner and they're just not going to hide it? Or are we going to, is it sort of like the, where it's going to be some switcheroo or they're just rolling with it because that's how he's feeling, you know?
Well,
winner edit
jumping slightly ahead, yeah. Like Ben said, with Kale, he felt that was his deepest relationship, which was just like a complete blindside to me.
That's true. Deepest relationship. And then with JoJo, he had said something like, she likes the things about me that are most myself. So
yeah, but like, but we're just, I don't know, we're just like not seeing it.
Right.
Wow. Like, just none of the other storylines make sense.
I know.
Except Lauren and Ben.
Yeah.
So are the editors just dropping the ball here? Like,
I know.
Did we spend so much time on Olivia that we just like didn't get to see these other relationships form?
Right. That's weird. I
don't know, like Kayla's last date, it was like mostly overtaken by Leah sobbing. Mm-hmm. Really?
Right. Right. Yeah. And then I just thought Lauren's family was really normal. Like the dad had very frank conversation that made sense with Ben, just like, hey, you've got these other girls. And his conversation with his daughter, you know, she was maybe going to say, I love you. And then he said like, hey, listen, like, it's great that you feel this way, but it's just very practical. Like, you know, he has these three other people, he's meeting these families. And so that led her to not say it. So that's, I think, smart to just, you don't need to rush this. Like, he's not going to say it back anyway.
Just holding your feelings in,
girl. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That was kind of a stream throughout the episode, wasn't it? Like all the girls were kind of hesitant to drop the L bomb. And like, I think that's partially because we have just such a same group of people left.
Yeah. And the ones that did drop it, they're not there anymore. Like Olivia and stuff. They're... So yeah, they're all kind of taking it practically, which is good. So should we go to Kayla next?
Sure.
She was from Ohio, right?
Yes.
A lot of things she was saying this episode, and maybe even the last one, that she felt insecure when she was in Ben's hometown, that she didn't have this community behind her. I didn't know this was a thing to feel self-conscious about. Is it just because Ben's such like the hometown hero? But she just felt like, I don't have a strong community. Or she hasn't.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't move a lot. Mm-hmm. I did go away to university. I went pretty far away. I went by myself. And community is like a big thing to me, not in like the sense of like I need to hang out with people I live near, but like I like the sense of like, you know, in university I was super involved. I was like an RA. I was an orientation leader every year. Mm-hmm. I went to events. I did things. I was in clubs and high school. I was super involved. And even in this community, you know, I feel such a strong tie to it. Mm-hmm. So I get it from that sense. Mm-hmm. But like, do you think Kayla was more talking about like an actual like physical community? Like, oh, like I had my first kiss here, and like I was birthed in the bathtub, like in the house that we currently live in.
Maybe like, she just didn't feel like it. Like Ben's such like a hometown, all American guy, and hers is like she just is like, well, this is where we ended up, and feels like she needs to have.
Yeah, and like I don't think her community is any less of a community than Ben's is. Like just because she wasn't born and raised there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it was a mixture. Like she didn't have that sense of community and that if that's really important to him. But it's not like Lauren had that in Portland. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, she's in like California now.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that was the interesting thread there. But what did you think of Kayla's dad and mom and their visit?
Okay, can we there's a question. Okay, let me look for it. Oh god, give me a second.
Yeah. Well, how would you describe this date to people that haven't seen it or the parents?
Okay, so the actual like first date part was actually pretty cool. It comes out that Kayla's dad is like a CEO at a toy company. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome and fun. So they build a house.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love it.
Yeah,
very
cool.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to their house.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find this. Oh, I can't find it.
Oh, a question about it? I'll try to look.
Okay. So I've got it. I got a question from Gina Marie Plumeri Marsek.
Okay.
As you may have known, during the off season, I did a couple podcasts with Jordan Parhar about 90 Day Fiance. Uh-huh. So this ties in super well.
Cool.
Did anyone else get creeper vibes from Kayla's dad? He reminded me of Mark from 90 Day Fiance, and that is a compliment.
Uh-oh.
It's funny because my brother said the exact same thing to me watching the episode.
Really? So your brother watched Vanity Day Fiancé?
Did he? I don't know. And then either Christopher Emily from the St. Louis Wine and Cheese Club tweeted me the same thing. Wow. Been like, yeah, girl.
Okay.
So I could see that.
Okay.
I'm not jumping to anything.
Right. We don't know.
He seemed like a weird dude. Okay. And like, okay. So every season we watch this. Mm-hmm. Like I think of how my family would be in this situation.
And well, we got a question about this from George Kremer. What would each of our hometown dates be like? So I think we'll have to cover that as well.
Yeah. So, okay. Like just picturing me having a frank conversation with my dad about like, I'm just so in love with him. Mm-hmm. Like I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year now. My dad still calls him my friend.
Oh, that's so cute.
Like he doesn't want to acknowledge that.
Oh,
like,
his little girl. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So just right. My dad's just like not an emotional dude at all. Like just even like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Like, it was just like, I couldn't, or like even my dad wearing like khaki colored pants was just, oh. Okay, give me a second. Let me find the tweet.
Yeah. That I said. Well, my mom used to watch, like, when this was like a bigger show, like, she would watch this sometimes, and she would always say, like, that she thought it was so weird. Like, she was like, I wouldn't want to talk to the guy. Like, they don't need my permission. You know, like, she didn't even think, like, that was necessary, like, the dad's permission or all that stuff. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, at this point, so, my parents would probably just be like, whatever, whoever it is.
Yeah, so I tweeted, trying to picture my dad ever saying to me, what's in your heart? Like, there's just, like, no way that this would ever happen in our situation, my personal family situation. And the fact that Kayla and her dad are, like, super open to have that relationship is really awesome and great, and I love it. Mm-hmm. But that's just, like, so not the relationship. Like, it's just not our family dynamic. So trying to, like, picture our family in that situation is just, like, such a hilarious thing to me.
I know. It's so weird. Yeah, my dad would be, like, talking to the guy about, like, his gas mileage or something. His 401k, and then he'd be good. Sports. It's like, that's it. Or he'd be like, yeah, Amy's really bad with money. She never, like, she's bad at directions. He'd like tell all the stuff that he has to help me with. He'd be like, okay, just so you know, like, she's not gonna remember this, or like, she I don't know.
Like, the only thing my dad talks to Ethan about on a regular basis is like making fun of him for eating dinner so late.
Oh, really? What time does he eat dinner?
Like 9:30. Okay. He's like a ridiculous human being. Okay, my dad's like a 5 p.m. sharp kind of guy. Mm. But it's just like, I'm trying to even like think of a conversation they've ever had that's been like a conversation.
Okay. Do they like the same sports or something?
Yeah, like they're both very into golf, and like no one else in our family's into golf. So it was like, oh, like now you have someone to talk to about it. But like, no.
No, it's too awkward.
Baseball, we're all into baseball. Like, it's so cute. Ethan will try to, like, interject, be like, oh, like, I have the sports opinion. And, like, just to try and, like, bro down.
What about with your brother?
Do they get them? They talk about, what do they talk about? No, they talk shit about me. That's what they talk about. Talk about Survivor, because I got Ethan, like, super into Survivor.
That's cool.
Like I got him real deep into it. Like he's currently watching Survivor Marquesas.
That's awesome.
Like that's how deep.
Wow.
Sports, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mostly making fun of me. Like,
so your
seriously.
Brother, well, we'll get to JoJo. I have to ask about,
but
JoJo,
like Jeff is also pretty like shy and reserved like that. Like he's just like not super open and mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gotta be weird. And your sister has a boyfriend. Yeah. I don't know. Like yes, it's an adjustment for a brother, a big brother. Mm-hmm.
But my mom's like obsessed with him. Like she's so happy that like one of us isn't going to be like painfully alone.
Oh my gosh. I just remember like driving with your mom and you were saying something about like, this was when you were single and like saying about like, well, how some age difference that was like too old for you or something. And she's like, Haley, be more open-minded or something. I think you were talking about like a 30-year-old or something.
That is so Donna.
Yeah, she's like, really? You wouldn't go for someone? That's totally my mom, too. Like, my mom is always like, like, she starts like dropping things. And she's like, you know, so-and-so, like their husband, like didn't go to college. And I'm like, I'm not that, like, I don't like rule things out. But she's just like, she's like worried that like, I'm like, you know, using all these like filters or something on people. And she's like, oh, they're very God. Happy. Like, or you should go and do this event.
It's like that SNL pre-tape this year. That's like the Settle app or the Settle
Oh
site. Yeah.
Oh, my mom would like totally be like, have you heard of this app? Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
So much.
Yes.
Anyway, so what would your hometown date look like?
What would it look like? I mean, I'd probably just go like walk along the lake, you know, Lake Superior, and that's always pretty. And yeah, like more like nature-y stuff, and then go to my house, and then yeah, my parents would just be like super just like chill and casual. They wouldn't want to talk about any actual things. They'd want to talk about like where he's from and interests and does he like to go to cabins and stuff like that and trips, but not like they would not be like, what do you, they would not be like trying to scare him off in any way. They would just be like, oh my gosh, thank you for coming here. Like, yeah. We so haven't met anyone in a long time. Like, yeah. Forget those other three. Like, yeah, maybe they'd be like showing like,
we don't care if you're dating someone else too. Just like, too,
yeah. Yeah. My dad would probably like trot out like grade, like report cards and be like, oh, well, you know, she was good in school. And like try to like make me look like a suitable partner or something in a weird way. But like, I don't know. Yeah. I think they'd just be, it'd be fun. But yeah, I'm not going to bring any guy home when I'm still dating three other dudes. So it's just never going to happen. I'm never going to be dating four dudes at once. But it's like they're the last people. Like I didn't meet, siblings would meet before my, siblings and friends would meet before my parents, for sure. Because my parents would get too invested. Yeah.
I had to because like I still live here. Right. So like it just like, you know, it was just like it was just the way it had to be.
Right.
Exactly. I think my hometown, like I would go to a winery or seven around Ooh, here.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and then Niagara Falls is so kitschy. I love it. Mm-hmm. So we'd probably go do some like touristy stuff there. There's a really terrible wax museum that I'm just like obsessed
nice.
With. I'm
oh so yeah, the Niagara Falls area is so fun. Like it's just so kitschy, the whole thing. Ripley's
yeah.
and
yeah.
You can get beaver tails there. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Mini golf.
All that stuff.
Oh, that'd be a really fun date.
Yeah, and then go home. Hang out with my family, like have fun with that. Like I'd just be like holding my cat.
Well, you'd have to go walk down to the lake too, to the beach.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that'd be afterwards when you're like saying goodbye. Yeah. Your parents wouldn't be there. Watch the sunset or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but what kind of questions would your parents ask? Would they be like saying,
oh my God, my mom would probably ask like two personal questions.
Oh really?
Like okay. T-O-O personal Ooh. Questions, not
just
two
questions. About him or about like what your relationship with him?
Him, and she'd probably tell like weird things about me.
Okay.
And then I don't know, Jeff and Dad just probably like wouldn't talk.
Okay.
To him.
Right. So Jeff wouldn't go all JoJo's brother on him. Let's be like
no. Okay. No. Jeff does not care about me that much.
What are your intentions with my baby sister? And
yeah, can we just like jump into JoJo's family?
Sure. Is there anything more you want to say? Okay, I mean, Kayla had a hot mom. She's sweet.
Whatever.
Yeah. The dad was a little weird. And they had that. Yeah, they had that talk where
dad
he was sort of
like Jerry D, the comedian.
Oh, I don't know who he looks
he
like.
He was on it. He was on a season of Last Comic Standing like a couple of years ago, but he's a Canadian comedian. He has a show here. Okay. Anyway, I thought he looked like him. Okay. So we'll do like the quick little JoJo. So she gets home. There's roses at her door. She thinks it's from Ben. She reads the letter. It turns out it's from her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Chad. We've had this conversation on the podcast before.
The names.
Good and bad boyfriend names.
Okay.
So then she calls Chad and is like, this is BS. And he's like, no, like, I've realized that, like, I just want to bone you exclusively. So I'm pretty sure Chad was the guy who, like, also had, like, a GF besides JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, she's like, I'm done here. Like, this is over. And then Ben shows up at the door.
Yes.
Drama.
Right. Forced drama because the letter could have been taken away.
Like, most forced.
Yeah. And does she need to even talk about that? That's not good. Hometown date conversation. Like,
no,
they're sabotaging her.
We had a cue from our good friend, Kaz. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am the cause. Finally caught up on the show and podcast. Is JoJo's X drama the fakest, most insulting to the audience story ever? Mm. Probably not ever, but it was like awful. It was just like, come on, guys. Like, we can see through this BS.
Yeah. And they tried to make it look like she thought it was from Ben at the beginning, you know?
And then as soon as she realized it, she like threw it down.
Right.
It was kind of great.
And just like him talking on the phone just did not seem like anyone would be like torn over, you know? They're not going to be like, wait, maybe I should go back to this guy, you know? Just not really dynamic. She's got Ben right in front of her. So
yeah, and so like then Ben was like, oh, it's like, what's wrong? So she told him, and then he was like, oh, I wish I was here for that. Mm-hmm. Another question from our good buddy Brian Cohen.
Okay.
He said, and maybe Ben's weirdest comment, he said he wished he was there when JoJo called Chad.
Yeah.
Would you have wanted your kind of, even though he's dating three other women, boyfriend there with you in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
No. And you know who else didn't want to be in that situation? Ooh. Ben.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was
like, there's nothing, there's like that is like the ninth level of hell, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely. I just think this just wasn't great TV either. It's not like the ex-boyfriend showed up at the door. That would just be interesting to watch or something, you know. Oh well. But what else from JoJo's family? The brothers.
So we go to her house. Mm-hmm. It is like the most beautiful house possible,
right? There's always one hometown date with like a really opulent, because remember Josh's family? Well, you don't remember, but rich family.
I really don't. Oh, you're a rich girl and you've come too far and you know it don't matter anyway.
Oh, that reminds me. Somebody tweeted, oh, it was so good, when the Emily date with the mom, it was like, my mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
Like, you don't understand how obsessed with that song I am.
No, just like, I am.
Just beyond obsessed. Just like the best song possible.
It is.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
Oh my gosh.
And after you watch Paul George break his leg and that cancer kid make us all cry, watch.
You'll feel better Justin after Bieber's Justin Bieber's video. Love Yourself. Oh my gosh. So
it's also just like a super great video.
Yeah, really is.
Very sweet. So catchy. Dance.
Actually, when I was house sitting for the dog, I had that, my cousin's dog, I was like, I'm just kind of an apartment person. I don't ever feel like I need to go buy a house or anything. But then I realized like the best thing about having a house is you can blast your music and sing and dance around like a huge living room with no one hearing you. So I like had that. I had that on the laptop going like on repeat. It's so good, guys. Look that one up. It's
just like the best possible song.
Who would have thought it'd come around on Justin Bieber, but it's really killing it these days.
Did I ever tell you I saw him at a mall?
I don't think so. I saw him at the, I went to a taping of the Tonight Show, but the Jay Leno version, and he was on that.
Oh, no, like this was straight up. It was like he was not there to like sign shit. Like,
really?
Me and my best friend like went to the gallery in Buffalo,
uh-huh,
and we walked into Pink, mm-hmm, and the girls were like losing their shit. And we're like, what happened? And they're like, Justin Bieber was here. And we're like, like, there's no way. Like, that's just not possible. Why would Justin Bieber be in this mall? So they're like, no, like, look. And we looked across and he was like, oh, my God. Like, I think that's Justin Bieber. And we were just like, we're not sure. So we kind of like snuck around, like went into, like, we heard he was going to the store. So we like went and like looked casually. We're like, I was like, oh, I think that's him. And my best friend was like, no, he has this weird neck tattoo. Like, there's no way it's him.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit down to eat lunch and she Googles Justin Bieber neck tattoo and it's like that same tattoo. And we're like, oh my God, we were in an Abercrombie and Fitch with Justin Bieber.
Whoa, that's awesome.
That is like the teenage dream right there.
Okay, because you were a teenager then?
No, this was like last year.
Oh.
But it was before like Justin Bieber like was socially acceptable to like again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, nice. Okay.
So now. We regret like being like, yo, Beeb, can we just get a quick shot with you?
Yeah.
But you live and you learn, I guess.
I know. You gotta seize the day. You gotta take chances.
Seize the Beeb.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. JoJo's brothers were a terror. By that I mean just one of them. The other kind of stood there like, I'm just backup.
What was their angle? Like, are they trying to get like cast on a new reality show, like 40-year-old Bachelorette.
Glenn was already on one, wasn't he?
Yes. Let me see if I can find that question. He was on Ready
Can't
for
you
Love.
Can you speak more to this? Because I did not
oh
see it.
Oh my gosh. So there was this reality show on NBC called Ready for Love.
Great web series, right?
Well, it aired once and then had really bad ratings. I think it was in the summer. And it had Juliana and Bill Rancic were the hosts. And then they had different dating coaches.
So out on Juliana.
Yeah, that was not good. But it was Eva Longoria was a producer on it. So they would kind of say that and say, like, she's from this. And then so had three guys. And then they had these different coaches that worked with women and maybe with the guys too, to sort of set up dates. So I kind of like the dating coach approach. I thought that was interesting. You know, people that kind of do what
was
Francesca
it like the
does.
Voice, but oh, it was like the voice,
it was
but kind of
like
the, right?
Yeah, they picked people, like they cast them for the, it was like the, yeah, the coaches were kind of competing to see like if their person would end up with a guy, and one of the guys was in the band Plain White Tees, and he's still with, like, he got married to the girl he picked. And he wrote a pretty cute song about
was
her
it Delilah?
End. I know it was. It was Jenna Reeves, and you can buy a song on iTunes called Jenna Reeves that he wrote about her. So it's a little too specific to really work as a song for anyone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, that's a little much for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but it was cute. And then, yeah, JoJo's brother was one of the dudes, and he proposed on it, but didn't work out, I guess. And then another guy was like this Latin guy, and he picked this girl named Shandy, who had been on the game show Lingo. If anyone watched, like, she was a Miss, like some kind of Miss Universe, Miss America type as well. And they didn't work out either. And then I think Eva Longoria ended up dating that guy. But yeah, it went straight to then NBC.com. Oh. Yeah. And then it went straight to NBC.com. And then I still watched it. And that was kind of embarrassing. But apparently I was not the only one, but pretty much the only one. At least one of our listeners also watched it. This was from, yeah, at that quirky Kayla. Did you and or at H Strong ever watch Ready? Oh, she still tagged it. I guess it still has a Twitter account. Should we see how many followers it is? At Ready for Love. Because JoJo's...
Okay, I'll do that while you read the question.
Yeah, because JoJo's brother was definitely on it. Weird. And yeah, we had a couple other people. One listener pointed out to me early on in the season, and then I never looked up. She said, like, one of the siblings was on Ready for Love. And I was like, oh, which one? But I never really looked it up. And then... But as soon as I saw JoJo's brother, I remembered him. But I don't think if I hadn't had that listener tip me off, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting who it was... then I would have been like, who is that? He looks so familiar, but I'm not sure. You know, I would have known I'd seen him somewhere, but I wouldn't have been able to place him. But yeah, they're a reality show family. Okay.
Okay. So I have two questions for you.
Okay.
How many followers do you think they have?
I just hope they have less than me, but I don't know.
Ballpark.
Okay.
Wrigley Field.
500.
18,300.
No way.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And when do you think their last tweet was?
I don't remember when the show aired. Was it like 2012 or something? Was it whenever the show was on? It was like
September 27th, 2013.
Oh my gosh. What are they saying? Like, thanks for everyone for watching on NBC.com or something.
We can't wait for the Alma Awards with host Eva Longoria, Mario Lopez tonight on MSNBC at 10 p.m. Eastern. Hashtag Alma13.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, I can't believe there's that many followers still. Are they all bots?
18,000 are still following after 2.5 years.
Come on, clean up your Twitter.
Yeah, 2.5 years.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me feel bad about my 800. They've got 10,000. No, they got 17,000 more than me. Anyway, that's crazy. Because there was that other show called Three, and it was like Marcus from Survivor Gabon was on that one.
Oh, and right. Like, wasn't that kind of like Baggage or?
No, it was also a dating show where. And I swear, like, their Twitter account only had, like, 500 because it also went to CBS.com. It had different women, three women. So that's what the three was. And then they kind of bonded. And then they had coaches or somebody helping them arrange different dates. But it was just, like, you know, too serious, I guess, that people wanted more drama. But it was more like, who's the best match for them? But I watch all these shows. So, yeah. I wonder if those videos are still out there. People want to
probably
if
right?
People fell in love with JoJo's brother and go back and look it up. Because where were they? Was it Dallas that they were from?
Yeah, if it makes you feel better, the I Want to Marry Harry account only has 3,010.
Okay, that's better.
And the last time they tweeted was July 2014. So
okay, something's up with this Ready for Love though. Maybe there's just people that like they're Ready for Love and they just look at it and they think that, you know, they just like the username or something.
I should go back and watch I Want to Marry Harry.
Oh yeah, we watched the.
We should have like a watch in the off season.
Should
or like a book club.
It'd be fun to do like rom-coms or something,
because we both love rom-coms. We'll figure out something. We get bored, we need attention. Okay, JoJo's date, let's get to it.
Okay,
so easily best part of the date/episode was JoJo's mom knocking back a bottle of wine.
Just going to town
on a bottle of wine. Amazing.
Yeah.
Spirit animal.
Yeah, that was great. And I mean, it was entertaining I like when they have brothers that are at least causing some sort of putting a little scare into the guy a little bit, but
it was just so awkward. He was like yelling at Ben in front of their whole family, except JoJo was like not there.
Yeah, where was JoJo? She didn't even,
I don't know. And then second brother was just like standing there menacingly, and they just like panned to him every once in a while, and he said nothing like the entire time.
Yeah, I think that was the one that was on the show. The one that was hotter.
Oh, really?
The younger, cuter one was the one on the show. The guy that was like really just trying to be in the face. And I just was trying to figure out what the angle was. If they just wanted to be like, make sure they got airtime or something. Because Lauren's brothers got demoted to like the end of the episode because they were just like asking about.
Yeah, we didn't even know they existed until the end of the episode.
They're like 10 and they're like, are you going to hook up with my sister in the fantasy suite?
Ew.
That was weird. Yeah, anything more to say about JoJo's date?
Absolutely not.
Okay. We have a lot of questions. But before we get to the questions, we covered two episodes this week. So I think we should do two iTunes reviews. And
okay, I have one right. Let me pop it up on my phone. You have the other one, right?
Okay. And so you heard me and Jordan. There's a little rivalry going on with...
Oh, I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
iTunes. Like
45 minutes. So in Canada, it's like all 5-star. And that's really good. But there's not as many reviews. However, then we got a tweet from somebody being like, since Canada has 1/10 the population, actually, you guys are winning. So anyway, basically, we just want more people to. We'll see how it keeps going. But I like the Canada because they're all 5-stars. So that's nice. Jordan, we had a lot of fun on the podcast, but somebody was not a fan of me and decided to like take time out of their day to like be like, I love Jordan, but how dare this person, how like, I don't know, like leave like a negative review about our podcast that you weren't even on that one. So that's not cool, but whatever.
Like the best part about like our listeners is that like you guys are only here if you like The Bachelor. Like you don't care. Like you, if you like us, you like us. If you don't like us, you're not listening.
Right.
So we appreciate
when we get guests, like, and sometimes feeling, new people come in. And they don't get it.
We like surrounding ourselves with positive attention. So we have like this little bubble. We're like, we're like us. And then like we get out into the real world. It's like, you suck. Yeah. And it's like, whatever.
Somebody like sincerely tweeted me and was like, please stop interrupting Jordan. It's super disrespectful. And it's like, okay, this is a conversation. And have you listened to, obviously hasn't listened to any of our other podcasts because we talk over each other all the time. Because how do we know when someone's ready to talk or not? We're just recording on microphones and like, this is how people talk in real life. And but then Jordan is so funny because he like sent back like, please stop interrupting me. So I think she was, maybe she didn't know that he was doing a Jake Pavelka impression and maybe she thought he was really upset with me, but was not really interrupting him and like disrespecting him in that way. I don't think so anyway.
So it seems like our reviews in Australia are probably good too. So we got sent this one.
This one from someone Alice's went above and beyond.
Yeah. So like if you live in not Canada or the United States, we won't be able to see your iTunes review. But if you screenshot it and send it to us, we'd love to read it.
Right. And I might regret it if they win the contest because then the shipping's going to be a whatever. But we said.
So the title is Super Amazing Podcasting. She said, I do not know any other people who watch The Bachelor US like I do. So finding this podcast has been a joy. Listening to Amy and Haley is like listening to friends discussing a great TV show. I listen on my commute and frequently have to hope other drivers won't see me laughing in my car. I love this podcast more than Ben loves telling girls he loves them, more than Chris Soules loves manly facial hair, More than Juan Pablo likes dancing and more than Caitlin likes inappropriate jokes. Nice work, girls. Keep it up.
Aw, well, thanks, thank Alice. You, Allie. You keep nice. It up.
Yeah. Thank you for tweeting that to us. And we'll come do a live podcast in Australia when we get a lot of money.
Yeah, when we're not poor. Yeah. When I don't have a student loan anymore. So I'll see you in about 15 years.
Exactly. So, yeah, but let's do another, if you picked out another one, because
I don't. Episode. I thought you had one picked out.
Oh,
I only had that one.
Okay, well, I can find one. Hold on. Do you want to look up the draft while I'm getting this?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's terrible. Really don't. It's so bad. There was a good one I wanted to find. One of our listeners, he said he found love through the podcast. So I'm going to try to find that one. That was a really,
Okay, I did see that one.
Good one. But yeah, while I'm pulling that up, the draft.
Okay, I'm trying to pull up the draft
yeah,
now.
Oh. You can tell people where they can find it. If they really want the details.
Find it at George CTV. He always posts a pre-episode update and a post-episode update. He's so good at his job, but it makes us look terrible because we are really bad at ours.
And what, anyway, Randy keeps putting that keeps asking about it. And then Randy guested on the Happy Hour this past week too. So I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm really excited. But I'm sure he's bashing us the whole time, or not bashing, but just talking up how he's killing us in this draft.
Okay, so we're at 112 points and they're at 209. So Kayla has to burn down some S and yeah. get proposed to.
She just has to kiss him nonstop and yeah. All right, I've got my review from Cuddly Caucasian, and the title is "This Podcast Helped Me Find Love." I don't know if there's a better, testimonial than that. So anyway, not only are Haley and Amy hilarious to hear analyze such a ridiculous show, they make the experience of watching The Bachelor feel complete. This was my first season watching The Bachelor, partially because this really cute girl that lives in my dorm building is a huge fan of the show, and I wanted to impress her with my knowledge of the show. I can now proudly say that I'm dating the aforementioned cute girl, and I have to thank Haley and Amy for that. Just a couple more relationships and they'll be more successful at getting people together than the Bachelor franchise itself. Although that's a pretty low bar. We're changing lives.
We found love in a hopeless place. We found love in a hopeless place.
In a dorm talking about the Bachelor. That is awesome. Good job,
Yeah, Cody. We love success stories.
And we always tell people, you might not want to watch the show, but it's good for, if you know somebody that does and, get invited to those viewing parties. And it's always attractive if a guy watches a show I like. You got your brother was already into it. You got your brother into Survivor.
I'm not dating my brother.
No, you're not dating your brother. You got your boyfriend into Survivor, and that makes it more fun, right? So if they find out that, hey, or just agree to watch it with somebody, and then you can make fun of it with us. And, bond. So exciting. All right, we talked about the draft enough, right?
Yeah. Okay, let's get to questions. Mama's getting tired.
Yep. Oh, so many good questions. Okay, we covered the Ben peaking in high school from @_Shem. Yes, he did, totally, because he can't stop talking about it, and he's really obsessed with his first kiss as well. This is also from @_Shem. What was running through Ben's mom's head during her convo with Emily?
Just please God, no.
Yeah.
No.
My son better not be thinking this.
Her, I'm not coming to that wedding.
Yeah, am I getting punked right now? Yeah. And this is Lita. She did the American Ninja Warrior podcast on Rehab Ups @newsaf_intern. Is Emily being the only one to meet Ben's fam and then being broken up with unprecedented? It was so cruel and must have blindsided her.
Well, he met Emily and Haley's mom and broke up with Haley immediately after.
That's
super unprecedented for Ben.
Right.
My batch history isn't super, but do you remember this happening?
Usually there wouldn't be some kind of hometown, because usually you meet the parents at final two or something.
Two, yeah.
So yeah. But I'm trying to think ones that met somebody's kid or something, where you think, hey, I must be a front runner, but they weren't the ones. But yeah, it is kind of cruel to just do it immediately after that, that kind of date, because that feels, more significant. So she felt confident. But The Bachelor loves to do that to people, make them feel confident going in and then rip it out from them. And then let's see. This is from Alex Conway at Conwizzle 42. A little off topic, but did you watch Chris Soules on Worst Cooks in America? Anne Burrell had a lady boner the whole time. I'm guessing that's the host or something.
Yeah, she's one of the hosts. Okay. I like Anne Burrell. I did not watch the show because, like, I'm not really sure why I love cooking competition shows, so why didn't I watch it? I think I just, like, forgot. Because
Chris was on it?
Well, it's hard for me to follow competition cooking shows that are like a series. Like if it's like just like one of those one episode ones, like I can get super into it because it's not hard to, like, you don't have to be like, oh, I know it's on at this time, so I'll watch it. Also, I'm filling our DVR up with like a lot of shit right now, so like I can't add another program.
So much Broad City's back. I mean,
yeah. Oh so god, it's so stuff. Good.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I didn't watch it. Maybe you didn't either.
No, but that's a funny tidbit to know about. And Alex has another question. Discuss how robbed you felt not having Nick V time on Bachelor Love 20 or whatever they're calling it. Yeah, we didn't get a lot of Nick V. He was sort of there commenting about.
He was like grinding with Chris Soules.
Yeah. Too much Chris Soules, not enough Nick V.
Like, hey, we're Eskimo brothers. Like, high five.
Yeah. Well, Jordan and I came up with a theory that maybe Chris Soules will be on Bachelor in Paradise.
I can see it.
Because they showed so much of him, which could be good. And then here's another one from Alex. Has the Bachelor spent too much money on weddings that they can only afford U.S. cities and hurricane season trips?
Ooh, yeah. This one seemed real low budge, didn't it?
McDonald's date. Boats. Then like this lame lake. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. And then they're getting money from these endorsements. So. It's a whole scam. This is from Elise Statchler at Elysian Tweets. Was this episode sponsored by Grease Live with the high school, Diner, McDonald's, Carnival, and Rejection at the Movies themes?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't watch
I didn't watch it live. I watched it like 2 weeks later. I really enjoyed it.
It was good.
I've seen the only one I missed so far of like the live musicals was The Wiz, and I was really disappointed that I missed that. It was just like, oh shoot, it's on, like, oh, and I missed it. Grease was great. I loved it. It just had that energy that I really want from a musical. Peter Pan and Sound of Music was just missing that like X factor, and Grease had it. It was really fun. I loved it. It had a lot of star power from the women, not so much from the guys. But and I'm really excited for Hairspray in December. And then Rocky Horror Picture Show is supposed to come out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Too.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. The cast for Rocky Horror is amazing so far. Nice.
Yeah. Alex. Oh, so many good questions, Alex. If you guys had to bring bachelors to your hometown, what would you show them? Don't say high school. No, I definitely wouldn't say high school. And actually, my elementary school got torn down. My high school is like probably going to get torn down. So it's not open anymore. And it's like blocked off. So, yeah, in terms of what I'd show them, I'd probably go to like where I live now instead of hometown. Because that's always, it always depends, right? Sometimes they bring the parents to where you're from. Because there's just like a lot more in a big city to do, you know, see a comedy show or something like that, or walk around one of the lakes. They definitely meet the dog. That would be like the big thing, because if the dog doesn't like you,
the most important part.
That would be the most important. So it's a deal breaker if the dog doesn't like you. Although my dog, if I hug anyone, like, he barks. He does not like it. He like jumps on the so he's like running interference. Like he's like a blocking. He's protective, so does not like that. Didn't like when I got a bike and was riding a bike, he would like bark at that. He doesn't like anything like, that I'm just not sure about, you know.
Poor Linus, he hates podcasting.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's a little baby. And so we already discussed
you heard mine.
Yeah, and you do the CN Tower and you climb on the outside. And Ange Pelagi, Emily equals Taylor Swift, thoughts?
Like, I got that like bubbly, like, oh, like blah 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 blonde thing, but I just love Taylor, so like, oh, okay. Whatever.
Well, what did you think about, did you like the twins and Emily? Do you want to see them again?
Yeah, I did like the twins, and I think Emily really came out of her shell afterwards. I kind of wish we would have just seen her from the beginning. Just because the whole twin thing felt a little forced, but I liked, you know, I even like their dynamic together. Like,
yeah,
you know, I'd like to see them. Colin Haley and stuff.
Hopefully Bachelor in
Paradise. I could see them on VIP. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cute. Let's see. So we covered the ready for love question. Here is at DC Sock 721. How much up? Oh, let's see. Did I miss one? Oh, yeah. Oh, they're just in different order. Which of the following were things Chris Soules was thinking at that wedding? So this is from the Bachelor 20 special. Option A, where can I get my next 15 minutes of fame? Option B, how much of a dumbass was I to send Jade home only because her brother called her a wild Mustang? Option C, both A and B.
I mean, we can just agree Chris is kind of a tool, right?
Right.
Jade looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. Her and Tanner are so cute together. So I really cute. Hope them kids make it work.
Yeah, they're really sweet. And I think they will, because it just was not like this. It was really, I mean, their wedding was an afterthought for that whole show. It was very subdued and sweet. So aside from Chris Harrison hosting it, everything was good on their wedding and Carly's song. And yeah, I think they're good. And Chris, yeah, he's just ready for the next 15 minutes of fame for sure. At Jocely, is it a bad sign if your potential fiance has the same name as your brother? Hashtag JoJo. Hashtag The Bachelor. Okay, this is interesting. Names are interesting.
I think we also covered this in a past podcast about names. Like, we had like a whole thing, like good boyfriend people were tweeting names, bad boyfriend names.
They haven't done that in a while, so do that again, guys. I like to see if you've got a boyfriend name or a husband name.
I could not date someone who had the same name as my brother or my dad.
I don't think I could either. No, it'd be too weird.
I couldn't do it.
I'd have to like give them a different name, like a totally different name.
Like call them by their last name.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like a dad, you never really call by their name. So maybe it'd be a little easier. I don't know, but that'd be so weird. Still, like, weird. But then I also don't like if somebody has an ex with my name, because then it's like, I don't like that either. Weird. Or if it was an ex's name, but then at some point you have to like, you don't want to like get rid of the perfect person for their name, but
I would do it. Like, sorry, I'm not dating Bob. Like, I'm going to call you Robert. Don't come to me calling yourself Bob, because we're not hanging out.
Okay.
We ain't getting down, y'all.
Yeah. Well, Robert's what you call Rob Sesternino. That could be.
That is true.
Yeah. It'd have to be like, yeah. I actually did, but it was really short term, somebody that had the same name as my dad once. So for maybe no like brothers. Subliminally,
that's why you
yeah, but you know him. Like how when people have like a shorter name, like yeah, it was like the Robert Bob situation. It was like they didn't go by the exact same, so it was a little better.
Right.
But so for my brothers, yeah, I don't think I have to worry about it. But yeah, I wouldn't do it either. Would you date someone that had your same name? Like if you were a girl that was like named Chris or something? Does that happen sometimes?
Joe? I don't know. Maybe.
Like you know, our good friend Taylor Cotter, that could happen to her.
Yeah, or like if your name was like Max or whatever, or you know.
That could be interesting.
I don't know. Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out.
No.
Me and Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, that's true. It could happen to you. There's gotta be a hotter Haley than that for you. But interesting. So Matthew D. Solin says, do you think it was wrong of Ben to wait until he met Amanda's kids to dump her? Some strong reactions about this. That
yeah, I Amanda feel like being this the one is eliminated. Real,
I guess yeah, we didn't really talk really, about the fact oh, yeah, we talked about the rose ceremony. Amanda got sent home.
Amanda's gone. Whatever. Yeah. Sorry. We knew this was happening.
Yeah.
I feel like the single moms always get this. Like Renee got it in Juan Pablo season. Mm-hmm. Other people got it in other seasons, probably. I can't remember.
Yeah, well, Jason got it in Deanna's season. She met his son, but then he got to be the and then Emily, then she got to be the bachelorette. She got picked and then got dumped.
Yeah, she won, so yeah. She didn't count.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they want that scene of meeting the kids, and I think he should have maybe waited another week. It's not as good a look to be like, hey, just met your whole family and your kids, because he said he like saved, or if he knew. Like with Becca, you know, like if he knew it wasn't going to work out with Amanda, then why not take Becca to the
hometown? Bring her back all the way back to L.A. from Orange County just to break up with her?
Yeah, so far. Yeah. And then, although I guess she probably had a lot of downtime sitting there that she could have been with her kids waiting for them to be. Yeah. And then Matt had another question. Do you think the overnight dates next week will really add any clarity for Ben? He seems like a man who doesn't really know what he wants.
yeah, I think it's just going to add more confusion, really.
Yeah. At this point, seems like strongest with Lauren, but, you know, who knows with these overnight dates.
Yeah, like Andy and Juan Pablo, like, completely fell apart after an overnight.
Right. Oh, I hope we get something like that. We need something like that. Allie Lasher, our girl from wrap-ups. The challenge wrap-up just finished up, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll be back.
They were great per usual. I didn't watch the finale because no.
No.
It was just like the last few episodes were just such a drag to get through. And I like to go to bed around 10 p.m. So <We know. laughs> I can't stay up to watch it.
Right.
So I just always read the recaps in the morning. And usually I'll go back and watch the episode after. But after this, like, this recap, I was just like, okay, no, I'll just listen to Brian Alley.
I would totally recommend so I didn't watch the challenge, but if you can get Are You the One seasons online still.
God, I love Are You the One.
I just binged like the first season, but when I started watching it, I binged it and then I was listening to their podcast and it was so great. And then, you know, the most recent one, I was following along at the same time. But that's just like for people who like The Bachelor and Bachelorette, you're going to like that show. And then you'll get a podcast that to accompany it while you're at work. And just if you feel like you need a backlog at some point of things to watch, it's an easy, fun binge. Because what is like 10 episodes?
Yeah, it's super easy.
I think like the first two seasons were the best, though. Not this most recent one. I don't know. Right? There are three now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're all good. But I really like season one and season two. And Allie and Brian are great. And Allie's question is, can you point to anything on Amanda's date as a reason she went home besides having kids? Shouldn't he have cut her way earlier? Also, who had the actual worst hometown? I love you guys and can't wait to tell my mom about it.
Oh, nice. We love you more.
Love you. Yep.
Can I point to anything on Amanda's date as a reason she should went home? I mean, the obvious thing is the kids. The secondary thing is, like, I just don't think they had the connection that he had with the other girls. And I think he probably did get a little scared by the family situation. Like, he probably thought he was ready. And then,
You know,
he got put into it and was like, I'm fine with this. But, like, it's just not what I can handle right now. And, like, that's fine.
Right.
It's better he does it now than later down the road.
Right.
But I get why people are kind of upset about this.
Right. Yeah. I think that could be the reality set in and just sort of hit him that because he talked to his parents about how when Amanda talked about having kids, that maybe it would have been something that he wasn't a fan of just on paper. But just when she said it, he was like, he was already into her and was like, I don't care. So it just kind of goes to show that, you know, be open minded about different deal breakers you might think you have, because if you meet somebody, and so he was open to it, but maybe it was just, you know, if he had stronger feelings with the other three plus, you know, he'd want to let her go if he doesn't want to. I don't know, but it's really hard. I think that was because the girls were so little and they're probably gonna be like, where's that guy? You know, they were asking for him and stuff and like had it hyped up. So, but they're also so little.
And who
that
had
they
the worst
know.
Home? Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Hometown.
Who had the worst hometown? Like actual town. I'd have to say that Ohio one, because like long, like Laguna Beach, Portland and Dallas all seem like cool ass places. And like Ohio,
they had a bench that they sat on.
Yeah. No, thank you. Pass on bench. So I'd say Kayla.
Yeah. Plus the dad gave you the creeps, right? But they go to this cool toy store, toy factory.
That was
cute. Okay. Joe Braga. What was the best moment of the hometowns episode? A, the look of utter disgust on JoJo's face when she realizes the letters from her ex. B, finding out that Lauren's nickname is Lolo, setting up a potential Titanic JoJo versus Lolo battle for Ben's heart. Oh my gosh, I love that. Didn't even think of that. Or C, hearing Chris Harrison say, this is the final rose, and realizing he was only on the episode for 20 seconds. All right, somebody who has my Chris Harrison hate as well. That's good. We didn't
see. I don't know if they hate them. Okay, Amy, let's calm down for a second. Okay.
But we didn't see Chris, and that was nice.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
None of the above. My favorite moment was JoJo's mom drinking straight from the bottle.
Yeah. A bunch of people tweeted that to us, including the screenshot. So if you haven't, if you missed that, then look for that. Yeah, she's just like chugging it. But I like that JoJo Lolo. That's pretty good. YOLO, JoJo Lolo. And then, yeah, it was cool that JoJo just like dropped that letter. Like, no, I'm not reading this. Like, I'm not doing this, you guys. Another rankings thing here. George Crummer, who loves to rank things, rank these awkward moments from least awkward to worst. 1, Amanda's girls crying on the date. 2, coloring with Kayla on the date. 3, JoJo's brother saying Ben's answers sound coached. 4, Lauren's brother asking Ben his thoughts about the fantasy suite.
Oh my God. Like, I never thought there would be a world in which Amanda's daughter's like crying would be like the best case scenario, but here it is.
Yeah, that's the least awkward because they're little and so they should cry. So then are you saying coloring?
Honestly, the other three are just like awful altogether. Right. Like, coloring's boring, but it's like not brothers asking about fantasy suite, and it's not like your brother losing it for no reason. So.
Right. Right. Becky Grassi wants to know, are you surprised that more parents don't just drink wine straight out of the bottle like JoJo's mom? Or is it more surprising that everyone isn't drinking wine straight from the bottle?
Yeah, I think JoJo actually tweeted out a picture last night of like her mom and like 4 of her friends, like all drinking from the bottle.
Yeah, that's awesome. Dan Connolly, in the past, those with drama on their hometowns often get sent home the same episode. Since JoJo survived it, does that mean she's the one?
I was actually really surprised at this too, because I, based on the drama, I was like, oh, JoJo's gone. And then like as it kind of went on, I was like, oh no, like I think she's staying. So,
and can you describe, you remember her
she's
dress?
She's not the one, but it was interesting.
She had a stunning like Jessica Rabbit
dress.
She's
like the prettiest human possible.
Wow. Could she be the Bachelorette, do you think?
Oh, I would love that. I would love if she was the Bachelorette.
Yeah. We're getting to that window now where it's going to be one of these ones most likely that's left, because we're down to the finalists. All right. That was our last question. Thank you, everybody, for your patience for, you know, we didn't have a standard podcast this week and we're just understanding that. And we really hated that we couldn't do it. And it was like frustrating, of course, but thank you for supporting it and sending a bunch of questions that we could cover. Hopefully we covered everything you wanted to know in a condensed fashion in this podcast.
Yeah, if it had to be any episodes to like combine, like these were the two to do it.
Yeah, it really was, because we would have been struggling with some the orthopedic capital of the world can only give us.
Remember
so much.
Last year's hometown, like Caitlin's season hometown, when like the families like came to like Utah?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, glad we didn't have to go through that again.
Yeah, I told you my sister is like, and her roommate decided that they wanted to purchase Caitlin's season and rewatch it to make fun of it. But they were like snapping me something from like Ben's, or no, when Nick's family was there, and like it was like a mashup of his family saying like, oh, which is really funny.
Oh my yeah. God.
Like just like their reactions to everything they were saying. And so it's bringing back memories, but it's just funny that someone would willingly want to go back and watch that, but
pay money for it.
Yeah. Paid for it. Cause it wasn't on abc.com anymore, I guess. Sad. They want to forget that season apparently. But all right, Haley, well, where can people find you if they would like?
You can find me on Twitter at @hstrong_. My Instagram is the same. Ooh, my Instagram. Snapchat is hstrong28, and ooh, my blog is haleystrong.wordpress.com.
Oh my gosh, adding some new options here. I like it.
Yeah, you know, or if you don't want to remember any of those, just go to my Twitter at @hstrong_, and my pinned tweet is everywhere you can find me. That's except my home smart address. I'm keeping that one myself.
That's good. They can see you at the CN Tower occasionally or something, Blue Jays games, but that's good enough. I'm at RJP Recapper, and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.